The New Hampshire primary is about politics, obviously, but it's also about economics. While the rest of us were watching vote totals and checking on the mood at campaign headquarters, reporter Amanda Loader was looking at the economic effects of the first-in-the-nation primary for our collaboration with NPR, State Impact New Hampshire, and she joins us now with what she learned. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Brady.
Analysts have actually studied the economics of the primary, and their conclusion was there is an economic benefit to the state, though not a huge one. So how much money are we talking, and where does it primarily go?
The study that we referenced here, and it's sort of considered an old chestnut in New Hampshire political circles, a study of the impacts of the 2000 primary, they found that most of the direct spending was in media. That's about to the tune of a little more than $70 million. There's about another $12 million in what they call direct campaign spending. Now, between the direct spending, indirect, and a category called induced spending, in 2000, that was a number, it shot up to about $230 million. Not surprisingly, the big winner was the hospitality industry. So we're talking about hotels and restaurants. And when you think about that, that makes a lot of sense. You have a lot of politicians, supporters, media all hanging out at these places.
You mentioned media buys as the big part of that economic chunk, and I've been hearing that the spending is actually down in that department this time around.
Yeah, that spending was way down, and you probably noticed if you were tuning in, especially to the local affiliate here in New Hampshire, WMUR, you probably didn't see a lot of political ads. Only Romney and Paul were making serious ad buys in those last days before the primary, and that's usually the big spending period. Then if you also look at that report I mentioned in the Portsmouth Herald, they actually looked at the hospitality industry. Only a few campaigns this time around were laying down money to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars, you know, 10 here, 15 there, for hotel-based events and for putting up their campaign staff. Most spending this time around appeared to be only in the few hundred dollars range, you know, a few hundred bucks here, a few hundred there.
I was talking with one of our reporters, Amy Quinton. She was at the Rick Santorum campaign. And she said she couldn't believe the number of political tourists who were at that headquarters on primary night. Busloads of people coming in from other states, and not just from neighboring states like Massachusetts. Is political tourism becoming a cottage industry in New Hampshire? And if so, how much money is it pulling down?
It seems to be a little like a little niche market in the New Hampshire tourism industry. There are reports, like I said, trickling in about some of these events, mainly being packed with political junkies, Americana buffs, the vaguely curious. And it's really hard, though, to put a finger on their economic impact. You know, there's another interesting figure that also came out of this 2000 study. Positive impressions of New Hampshire generated by the media gave the state in 2000 about $6.6 million in free tourism marketing. So that idea of I have to go to New Hampshire and I have to see this primary up close and I have to participate in this sort of seminal American event, that could very well be sort of this contributing factor to this political tourism. But how much of an economic impact it has, that's a really hard one to say.
I guess that's something we're going to have to watch during the 2016 primary campaign, which, by the way, technically started last night. Thanks a lot, Amanda.
Thank you, Brady.
NHPR's Amanda Loader reports for State Impact New Hampshire, a collaboration of NHPR and NPR. By the way, I wasn't kidding about the 2016 primary getting started. The Republican National Committee is holding winter meetings this week, and among other items, they're starting to look at the presidential nominating calendar for the next go-round. So it's goodbye primary and hello primary.